Yes, and actually, we're going to be the first because our event is on July 3rd. So Lancaster's always leading the way, and here we go again. We've got our Rockin' Stars and Stripes Spectacular. It's our third annual, but it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Not one, but two bands. We have food trucks. We have bounce houses. But this year, we're having a hot dog eating contest and a lemonade drinking contest.
Plus,
we wrap it all up with big booms at night with fireworks. So we will start that around 9:30. But the whole event kicks off at our Buford Recreation Center, kind of in the south east part of the county. And we will have it at 5:30. But come on out. Certainly a family-friendly event. But yeah, good music, good times. Bring your lawn chair. Mill around, but it'll be a good time for kids.
So that's Thursday, July 3rd. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. The hot dog eating contest and the lemonade drinking contest.
I was trying to think who that guy was who always wins a national hot
dog. Joey Chestnut.
We were trying to get him, but we didn't quite get him this year. So we're going to have our local celebrities. And actually, it's come one, come all. You can sign up and register on the day of. Oh, so, yes.
That is fantastic. Dennis, I know when you walked in before the microphones turned on, you said you were excited because you were excited to learn more about Angie because she's the York County Clerk of Court, and it gives you a chance to kind of brag on your Lancaster County Clerk of Court, which Angie knows very well in addition. So I'll kind of let you all
celebrate.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Clerk to Courts is a great community of professionals across the state, and I know they interact a lot. But we have our Mike Watkins is our Clerk to Court, and he just took office in January. He was elected last November, so he's new to the position. He's been a clerk reporter in the past, and that was what he's using for his claim to fame as he is a clerk reporter during the Murdaugh trials. And so he has some stories to tell, but he's focused now on running our court system and doing a great job. And so helping with our jury selection, certainly managing our courthouse, and helping with our court works overall.
Yeah, Mike's a great guy. We worked with him a lot as when he was a court reporter. Mm-hmm. So, and then he just stepped into Mr. Hammond's shoes, the previous clerk for Lancaster County. So we're very happy to have Mike on board with our association.
When we talk about the role of a clerk reporter, I mean, I know what a reporter is, but was he like a reporter in the courtroom, or what is a clerk reporter?
He's the one that takes down all the what everybody's saying
verbatim
and what everybody's doing. He's like the stenographer.
He wears the thing.
He does the machine.
Oh. Can you do the machine or wear the thing over
you
your...
You can do whatever it is you like as far as being a stenographer.
But yeah, wow.
Takes down everything. And he had to do the transcript for... I can't remember. He told me how many pages it was. It was astronomical for the Murdaugh
trial.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So he's the Lancaster County Clerk of Court now.
Yep, sure enough.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a great get for...
So he's been involved with the court system as a reporter.
Clearly.
And then moved into the clerk to court role. And so doing a great job.
And do you work closely with neighboring clerk of courts, Angie, in York County with Chester and Lancaster?
We do, and just statewide. We have a South Carolina Association of Clerks of Court and Register of Deeds, and we meet twice a year for conferences to learn, network, and that type of thing. And I was just... elected to be the vice president of that association, the state association.
Congratulations.
So, yeah.
Great job. Yeah, well, we like when our counties play nice with each other. That's right. And what's good for one in the Tri-County is good for us all, right, Dennis?
Absolutely. Working together on similar issues, so no reason not to.
Right.
Great. Well, if you want to learn more about what's going on in Lancaster County, maybe about the court system, maybe about law enforcement, what about just how the county operates? You have an opportunity for residents in Lancaster County to get a behind-the-scenes look at the day-to-day operations of the county.
Absolutely. We're doing our third annual Civics 101 course for citizens, looking to take about 30 citizens. It's 6 to 8 p.m. on nighttime over 10 weeks. And we will have department directors come in and speak on the budget. You're even going to learn from the coroner and the sheriff and do a bunch of exciting things about what is government and how does your money, taxpayer dollars, get used. We just adopted on July 1, just today, is our brand new fiscal year. So we'll help explain how $160 million is being deployed in Lancaster County with taxpayer dollars. So you'll get the full back look at Lancaster County government. We are taking applications now. They can go on our website, lancastercountysc.gov, and we'll have applications on there, but we're looking to start our first class at the end of August. So now's the time to sign up. So lancastercountysc.gov.
Folks are all about transparency now. Mm-hmm. They want to know where their money is being spent, who's getting their money, and just what goes on, right? Because we're all connected by this device, our cell phones, and people feel like they're experts in all aspects of every part of life. And unless you walk in those shoes, you don't really, really know. But this is an opportunity where folks in Lancaster County, Dennis, can really understand how the county operates and why decisions are made. Sometimes it might not make sense until you realize the backstory and you're like, oh, of course, right?
Exactly. And why things are done the way they are. Yeah. How come I can't do this or how come I can't get that? Understanding some of the policies that have been adopted. And even for this year in particular, we want to get the word out that we have a reassessment year. I know York County does as well, but we'll be sending out here in July our valuation notices. It's not a tax bill. That comes a little bit later. But people are going to see, because reassessment, their property values may have changed because their house has improved or their property has improved in value. But the state has a 15% cap. So although your value may have increased 30%, the max that's going to go up is 15%. And so that's why we want to send it out in advance so you can see what the value is. But the taxable value is different. We explained that during Civics 101 and how the assessment process works. But the good news in Lancaster County with our adopted budget today, we have to do rollback millage with assessment. So we decreased the property tax rate 12 mils in Lancaster County to keep it what we call revenue neutral. So we're not getting a windfall because people's values have gone up. So last year we had no tax increase. This year we have tax millage reduction. And then people will see, again, they still may see an increase in their individual tax bill just because their property values did adjust up. Mm-hmm. So that will be explained in their tax notice coming out here in the next 3 weeks.
All right.
Well, I participate in the York Citizen, and we do a class, too, for the citizens. And it is always wonderful. The citizens have so many great questions. And they do. They learn so much from each department throughout the county. So it's a wonderful thing that you're doing that.
Yeah, it's been very well received. I mean, we have a little graduation certainly at the end and dinner, and council members come and have good conversations. And separate from our general government one, the sheriff does a separate one, a Citizens Academy. Mm-hmm. And so our citizens in Lancaster County have two ways to engage with local government through that. Plus, we have a new updated, refreshed website, so they can see different things on there as well at lancastercountysc.gov. And find what's going on in Lancaster County. But a lot of good things.
Well, a lot of folks, too, when they finish, like, the Civics 101 class, they will volunteer to serve on boards and commissions, which, again, helps to build that bench up so folks can be able to serve their county and where they live in a different aspect, which is, I know, very an exciting part of when folks go through that class.
And we have 19 citizen advisory boards in Lancaster County that utilizes roughly 170 volunteers. So we need citizens to be engaged. And so this definitely is a class where we want to encourage that. And we give them all an application to be on a board or committee at the end.
That's
part of the graduation, yes. They're new ambassadors for us, which is great.
Dennis, we've talked about this transportation sales tax bond referendum multiple times here on Palmetto Mornings. It is coming in front of Lancaster County Council for the third and final reading. In a nutshell, kind of bring us up to speed, what's being asked and what's the timeline moving forward.
Sure. Well, last year, if voters recall, in Lancaster County, we had two issues on the November ballot, one for school bonds and one for the transportation sales tax. Both failed. After that event in November, council said, well, let's reassess. One, we had a meeting with the school board. And we're going to have another one in September, so we're having joint meetings, which is great for communication among intergovernmental, where we said in the future we don't see the two bodies going on the same ballot for an ask. And so the schools have identified maybe March or spring next year to be on a ballot, and we can look at November of 2025. So council said, okay, we had a $405 million package last go around for 15 years. They said maybe we need to scale it back, really focus on 521. That's the spine of our county and really the congestion points, but some road that everyone uses that people clearly can see needs to be widened and probably should have been 5-10 years ago. So council's come back with a package of 147 roads throughout the county. Most money certainly with 521 to widen it to three lanes in the current two lanes in each direction. So it'll be a 10-year proposal, 147 roads that will generate $253 million through a 1% additional sales tax. So our sales tax in Lancaster will go from 8 to 9%. And again, the good news about the sales tax is that generally 30% of people who pay the sales tax don't live in the county. People come in to shop and buy and eat and do different things, or people are coming into work. And so having other people help support our road building project, we think, is a good idea. So we will get the final vote from council on July 21st, and then we will do an education campaign and work between now and November to let people know what's in it. We have, for instance, like 30 roads in the city of Lancaster, 32 roads in the town of Kershaw, and so we've got it all delineated out where the road projects are. We're looking at major intersection improvements, roundabouts, road widenings, repavings, and so we've got a pretty comprehensive package. But again, $253 million over 10 years if you increase the sales tax by 1%.
All right, and that's coming in front of the Lancaster County Council for the third and final reading on
July 21st. Perfect. And then that, if that passes, which it's passed the first two readings, that will then go on the November 2025 ballot.
All right. Dennis Marstall is the Lancaster County Administrator. Dennis, here's to a great 4th of July and Lancaster County's event on July the 3rd.